Today's daf is Pesachim daf Pei Beis, and we will talk about the yisod of an a yisod in Mitzvos Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Mitzvos Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. So the Gemara talks about what happens if the carbon becomes tamei, the carbon pesa becomes tamei. Where do you have to burn it, and when do you have to burn it? What do you have to burn it with? So the Mishnah tells us on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, towards the bottom, in Mashalim or Rubo, you have to burn it before the Biri. You have to go back to the Beis HaMikdash. You could use the Atzei HaMa'aracha, the wood of the Beis HaMikdash, Miyuto, so then you could burn it wherever you are, Bechatz Hosein. So the Gemara goes through back and forth what the reasons are for burning it Dafka with the Beis HaMikdash's wood, or with your wood, or burning it in the Chatzer, or burning it in the Bira. So the Gemara talks about what the reasons are. So we go to Pei Beis Manalaf, Tonar Abana, Bo, Lassarfa, Bechaz, Hosein, Umeyatzi, Amaracha. If somebody wants to burn it in their own chatzer using the base of Mikdash's wood, so ain't Shomon Lahem. You listen to them. They can't do that. Lefnei Abira, Umeyatzi, Atzman, ain't Shomon Lahem. Or in the base of Mikdash, Lefnei Abira, from their own, they also don't listen to them. So what are the reasons for these Gzeros? Bishlam, Umeyatzi, Amaracha, Bechaz, Hosein. They can't use base of Mikdash wood in their own chatzers, ain't Shomon Lahem. Why? Dilma, Paishan, Minayu. Maybe there'll be some left over. There'll be some wood of the Beis HaMikdash left over, and then you'll come to use it. It'll be Asu Lidei Takala, and therefore that would be a violation. Rashi, Lidei Takala, Lehanos Mehen Hana Acheres. You'll use it for a different Hana. V'Hana Azu, Ein Bo Me'ila. T'Tanai Bezdenu V'Almanas Kin Makdishin Oso. Right, it's not Me'ila, because they make a Tanai Bezden that Almanas Kin, whatever's left over, won't be subject to Me'ila, but Asu Lidei Takala. So number one, El Lefnei Bira Miatzi Asa on my time below, but in front of the Bira, in the Beis HaMikdash, they can't use their own wood. Why? Rav Yosef Amar Shlo Levayi Shasmisha Einlo. You don't want to embarrass somebody who doesn't have their own wood, and they're going to have to use Shal Beis HaMikdash. Rav Amar Ibn Echshad. Rav says no, it's based on Chshad that after they burn it, they'll take the leftovers back to their house, and the Roa will think that they're stealing from the Atzei Ma'aracha. In this context, the Gemara here quotes the Mishnah Maseches Tamid. Tanan Hasam, Rosh HaMamad HaYamamid Es HaTameyim Al Shar Mizrach. The Rosh HaMamad used to stand the ones from the Beis Av, the corner from the Beis Av who became Tamei, every morning used to stand them on the east side of the Knesos Kol Adam L'Harabayis. My Taima, Amar of Yosef, Kedei Levayishan. Right, we just had that earlier, Shol Levayish, but it's Kedei Levayishan. What do you mean Levayishan? Rashi, Sholo Nizharu Milatamei. Because they weren't careful from becoming tamei. How much work do they do the whole year? 2 weeks and 2 days. So they have to do the work tomorrow, and they weren't nizar in becoming tamei, and therefore we stand them up. Shalol vayishon. And Rava Omer Bnei Echshad. It's a similar parallel discussion. People shouldn't think that they're not doing work because they're lazy, but because they're tamei. And the Gemara gives nafka minas. But the question that we're going to ask is, is this appropriate that the Rosh HaMamad stands them up? Kedei Levayishan, right? Isn't there an idea of not embarrassing someone? Levayish pecher chavir barabim. So what exactly are we? How are we supposed to understand this? That he stands them up in the Shar Mizrach, Kedei Levayishan. So we know that there are two categories of mitzvos, maybe three, maybe Ben Adam LaAtzma also, but at least two categories of mitzvos: Ben Adam LaMakom and Ben Adam LaChavero. And there are many sources that talk about the two sets of luchos, even though it's not in the Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav just has 10 dibros, but the Midrashim already have two sets of luchos, Ben Adam LaMakom, Ben Adam LaChavero, and allusions to both the Meshachachma in Parshas Bishalach on Choma and Chema, the importance, the focus on Ben Adam LaChavero. So we know one can't be a complete perfect Jew without the focus on both of these areas. But if we think about the inner mechanisms of each of these categories, it's fascinating that there's a big difference. By Ben Adam LaMakom, there are clear legal rules whenever there is a clash. Whenever there's a clash, there's an asid, there are two, asay and a los asay, asay docha los asay. Or sometimes bisabab avera. And we have to figure out exactly when do you apply each one. And asay is not docha los asay, sheishbo karis. Or in asay docha los asay, va asay. There are rules and regulations how to deal with situations where it's tricky, what beats what. But in other machavero, it is much less clear. The Torah itself, and especially Chazal, as we will see, understand that there's certain goals of these mitzvos. Ben Adam LaChavero have goals, and these goals guide us how to achieve through means, which means to use. When it comes to Ben Adam Lamakom, there's an inflexibility. You do the mitzvah, and if there's a clash, then you figure out what beats what and what trumps what. But when it comes to Ben Adam Lachavero, sometimes there's a quote-unquote violation that's needed in order to be able to achieve the goal. The Ramban talks about it. What's the goal? The Ramban talks about it in Parshas Veschan and on the Pasuk Vatsisa Yashar Atov, Aderech HaPshat. Says the Ramban, what's the pshat of Yashar and Tov? Yomar Tishmeru Mitzvos Hashem Ve'edosav. We should guard and be careful with the Mitzvos Hashem V'chukosav V'tachaven Ba'asiyasan La'asos HaTov HaYashar Be'ena Belvad. Pashup shot is that follow the mitzvos, and that's Tov and Yashar in the eyes of Hashem. Right? It's one thing. It's not adding on something else. But says the Ramban, the Raboseinu, Bazeh Medrash Yafeh. Our rabbis have an added additional level. Amru zu pshara v'lefnim mishuras hadin. V'kavana bazeh. Kimitchila amar shetishmer chukosa v'edosa v'asher tzivcha. First he says, do the mitzvos. V'yato yomar, besides the mitzvos. Gam b'asher lo tzivcha, teindaitcha lasos atov v'ayashar beinav. Besides the mitzvos, think about and try to focus on doing what's right and good in his eyes. Ki hu ohev hatov v'hayashar. Because he loves the good and he loves the straight. V'zeh inyan gadol, says the Ramban, l'fi she'i efshar, l'hazkir b'Torah, kol hanagas ha'adam, im shcheinav areyav. It's impossible to mention in the Torah every single situation that comes up in Bein Adam L'chaveiro. Bein Adam L'makom, Hashem mentions everyone that's needed, right? It's a complete unit. Everything that Hashem wants us to do, Bein Adam L'makom, we do. But Bein Adam L'chaveiro, it's impossible to say every situation. V'chom maso matano, v'tikuni ha'yishav ha'medinos kulam. So it's impossible. So Hashem lifts many. Lo Selech Rachel, Lo Sikim, Lo Sikar, Lo Samar Adam Riecha, Lo Sakala Chareish. All of these, but Seva Takim, after listing of many, the Ramban says the Torah adds on, Sheyase HaTov HaYashar B'chol Davar. Right? Figure out based on all of these what else I would want you to apply in other situations. That's the goal. That's the goal. And additionally, the Ramban of Parshas Vayishlach. In the context of Shechem, where the Ramban has his discussion with the Rambam about what the mitzvah of dinim is in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, the Rambam says dinim are just to appoint courts in order to make sure that the other six mitzvahs are being fulfilled, and the Ramban says no. I think it's a much more expanded idea. V'yaldayti, hadinim shemanu l'bnei Noach, b'sheva mitzvah shalahem, these dinim einam loshiv dayanim choplach muplach muvad. It's not just to set up courts to be there to answer questions. Aval tziva osam, but he commanded, it's setting up a functional, interconnected society. That's the purpose of dinim. Says the Ramban, Geneva, Ona, Oshek, Schar Sachir, Shomrim, Ones, Mefate, Avos Nezikin, Chova Bechadero, Malve, Love, Mekach Umemka, Vechayosibhen, all of these, stealing and lending and paying your workers on time and pick donos and odes and mefate, Kenyan Adinim Shinestavoli Israel. Says the Ramban, that's the goal of the mitzvah of dinim, and that seems to be the goal of mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, to have a functioning, interconnected society, and sometimes the greater good might override the specific isser. And it's not because, like in mitzvah ben adam l'makom, there's an external clash. You have one value pitted against another value, and one wins. No, it's an internal adjustment of what the Torah wants in any given situation. Let's take a number of examples to see this, and then we'll get back to our Gemara. Geneva and Gezela. Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Samach Tes that we have the tragic situation of a mamzer. So the Gemara says that one of the Tanaim had an idea about how to get rid of mamzerus. He says, I would tell the people, my niyu, demintsev le'etza, I would give them advice, v'amale zil ganov, v'zdavim me'evet ivri. I would say, go steal. And if you don't have enough money to pay back, then Bezdin will sell you as an Eved Ivri. And then, what's the halacha? An Eved Ivri, the master is allowed to give a Shivcha Kenanis to. He'll have children with a Shivcha Kenanis who are not Jewish. Then they'll convert, and they won't be Mamzerim anymore. So that's a way to get out of the status of Mamzerim, which usually passes down every generation. But here's a way to get out of it. Ask the Rishonim. I don't see it. Advise him to steal. That you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to tell him to do Geneva. Isn't that like a mitzvah baba vera? So Rashi says, you're right. The Gemara could have asked that. V'ua dinami matzi lak shuye mishari le insuvi eitz ala mignav. Ela mikasha achere salke. He'd ask a different question. Or the Tosafot Rashi asks, suggests, v'efshar sheyim sa'adam sheyim chalo ha'avon. Maybe you'll find somebody who doesn't really care that you steal from him. So it's not really stealing, but it's enough stealing that you'll have to be paid back and be sold. V'ashi elav din chiyim mechirik di leta harbanav. But the Tosafos Rid has the line. The Tosfos is read there in Kedushin Samach Tes, V'hai demasio eitza lignov, ein iser bedavar. Kivan shebedaito l'shalem, umiskavin lahachshir zaro. The iser of Geneva cannot be looked at in a vacuum. If the iser of Geneva is nothing, the guy has no negative intentions. He's going to pay the guy back. He's going to pay the nigdav back. But he's only doing it temporarily in order to be machshir zaro, to try to make his children not mamzerim. So that tells us really there's no iser in that case. There's no greater chesed. There's no greater benam lachavero than making sure, than removing the status of mamzeris from a child. And therefore, that's the example again, an internal measure that there's no iser in that geneva. Or another example, the first parakan Baba Basra, Daf Tez Zayin, where the Gemara describes that Eov used to go and steal the field of Yesomim and appreciate it and work on it and then give it back to them. So I'll have a better deal. Malamecha gozel sadem Yesomim umashbichu umachzir lahem. And again, the question is, how could he do that? How could you steal? How could you be gozel? So the Gemara says in Bamitzia, beginning of Ezeo Neshech, lo signova manaslo meka, lo signova manaslo shalem. So if we don't want to be mechalek, which is a huge discussion, between Geneva and Gzela, let's assume they're all together right now, so how did Eov do this? How was he allowed to do this? It says the Yad Ramah, there Baba Basra Daf Tez Zayin, well, maybe there's a difference between Jews and non-Jews. Maybe there's a difference. Eov maybe wasn't Jewish. V'hani mili bu'vos ha'olam. Aval Yisrael ki agavna lav mal yusahi. For Jews it's not. Kidag arsina v'ergeze oneshach. Adagam ar gemara. But Messiah daf samach aleph. So Eov couldn't do this within Jews. But says the Me'iri there in the Gemara. V'lo hiksha hechayahu masio eitzel lignov. The Me'iri connects that Gemara. But Abbas was designed to the first Gemara we mentioned. Kedushin on Daf Samach Tes, it connects in both cases. One is a case that he's actually stealing. One, he's giving advice to steal. How could he do that? The Yira Mikan Shekol She'altzad Kavana Tova Muterhu. Anything that's Kavana Tova, he's doing it for their good, for Machshir Zaro, for the good here, the case of the good of the Yisomim. That's not Aser. That's not Geneva. Ben Adam LaChavero. Chazal sometimes, again, it's not up to us to make these decisions, but sometimes the posek will say that this is the greater good. This is the greater good. And finally, one final example of Geneva and Gzela, the Gemara in Tainis Chaf Aleph about Abba Umna. Abba Umna was the great doctor who got a bas kol from Shamayim every single day saying Shalom Aleichem. And Abaya only had a bas kol once a week. Komal Yomi Deshamsa. And Abaya goes Chol Shadaiti to Abaya Mishum Abba Umna. So Abaya got a little depressed and upset, right? How is it that Abba Umna gets this? And Amru Lady told him, Lo Matzah Lameved Kuvde. He's unbelievable. And the Gemara discusses what he used to do. He had a very tznius medical practice. Gavri Lechud V'Nashi Lechud. He had special clothing that he used to wear, so he wouldn't have to have them totally get unclothed when he used to bloodlet them. And he never took any money from anybody specifically. There was a room, and he told everybody, just throw the money in there. So he went there at the end of the day, and he didn't know who paid, who didn't pay. He just saw a bunch of money. So Abaya one time said, Yom Achad Shadar Abaya Zuga D'Rabbana L'Mivdekeh. Abaya sends a group of rabbis to check on him, a pair of rabbis. Osvinu v'achlinu v'ashkinu, so he had them, he gave them to eat and drink and sleep. Umachlehu bistarki b'lelya. Litzafer in the morning, karchinu v'chaklinu, they took all the linens that he had given them and they sold them. And they took them to the market. V'kamu v'nafkulu l'shuka, they went out and they found him in the marketplace. V'ashkechinu amrule, they said, lishami mar hachi havi, hechi shavu. They asked Abba Umna, how much do you think these linens are worth? Amalu Hachivachi says such and such. Amrule Dilma Shavitfei says maybe they're worth more. Amrulu Bahaki Shaklinu, he says, no, I have the same ones and this is how much they cost. Amrule, they say, Didachninu, they are yours. Bishaklinu Minach. We took them, we were just testing you. Amrule, Bethosi Minach, but my Chashatinun, what were you thinking when we put on this whole charade? Amalu, he says, Amina Pidyon Shvuyim Mikulu Rabana. Maybe the Bishop Pidyon Shvuyim and you wanted to redeem captives and you didn't want to ask me, you're embarrassed to ask me. So they said, okay, fine, just take it back. He said, no, I'm not taking it back. I read Yadyeish V'chulu. So this is an amazing story. But ask the Mefarshim, how could Abaya send two rabbis to steal in this case? Says Rav Asher Weiss, Ra'a Abaya Chashivas Gedola V'tovas HaKlal. This was one of the leaders of the community. Abaya felt that showing his righteousness to everybody in public was something for the greater good. And yes, of course they'll give it back. but something for the greater good. Livdok midas atzidkos vayoshel shra'aba umna v'kivin shezu ha'isa kol kavanaso v'lo ha'ya belibam kol kavanas resha v'avon. There was no kavana of resha mutter ha'ylem la'asos ma'isa geneva, in quotes, shekolin yano umahuso l'tova v'to'elas. Right, anything that is tova v'to'elas, when it comes to benon l'chaveiro, there is more flexibility. So these are three examples of geneva and gzela. But it's not only geneva and gzela. There are many other examples as well. The Gemara in Meseches Tamid, on Daf Chav Zayin Chav Ches, remember this Mishnah? The Mishnah tells us, Tanan Hasam, it mentions the Mishnah in, I think, in Midos, that the Kohanim and the Levim had certain areas of Mishmaros during the night. Machlokas Rishonim was the Mishmar to prevent people from stealing, or just Kavod Abayis, right? It's, places are more Mechubad if they have people guarding, right? Like the Buckingham Palace. Tanan Hasam, Ishar Abayis, and Mechazor Kol Mishmar Mishmar. There was an appointee that went around every Mishmar making sure people weren't sleeping. Va'avukos Dokos Lefanav. And they had torches in their hand. V'chol mishbar shino omed, and if any mishbar was sleeping on the job, amar le ishar abayis shalom alecha. K'sho nikar shu yashin, when he was sleeping, chovto b'maklo v'rshus ha'islo lizro v'skuso. He could hit him with a stick and burn his clothing a little bit. Obviously not a case of ikuach nefesh. V'hin omri, ma kol bazar, people used to hear screaming. What's that kol bazar? Kol ben levi loka u'begadav nisrafin shiyashin lo mishbar. He fell asleep on the job. So the rush there asks, what about Baal Tashchis? How could you violate Baal Tashchis? But a deeper question, how about Hezek? How about Chovel? So again, Tzorech Mikdash, Tzorech for Kavod Abayis, right? So that could be why this would be allowed. Just before we see any other examples, maybe that's exactly our Gemara. Right? Our Gemara discusses, right, you stand up these Temeim and Levayish Lahem. How could you stand them up? Kavod Habayis, once, twice a year. One has to be so careful for Tumah V'Tahara, right? And if not, for the greater good of people being Tahara in the future, maybe that's why this would be allowed. The Russian Baba Kama also talks about in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel, right? The Rush talks about if somebody is beating someone else up, you're allowed to save them. Self-defense, if somebody beating you up, right? You have to stand there and do nothing? No. The Rush says, Imroa Adam Shi Yisro Makez Chaveiro, Ve'en Yachol Lahatzil Moshe Yakez Amake. We're not supposed to look to be cholo people, but to defend ourselves. Even though it's not pikuach nefesh. And again, Rav Asher Weiss says, "Upashut." I'm sorry. Ein zeh misyashiv al adas shadam moshit lemakeu lechi v'lo yitgonein mul habal hakosochinam. Right? It doesn't make sense that this ola al adas that a person could just let himself be a punching bag. Upashut to kol ki agavna lo asra ator lahakos chaver v'lach babo. You try to run away, try to get away, but again, I can't eat not kosher to save myself from not doing not getting punched, but in terms of fighting back, because that's a different type of isser, So you have it by chavala, you have it by mal b'pnei chavero. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shilam and Ches talks about the isser of ona'a, ona'as dvarim. So as we know, the Chinuch always has the rules and the Shorash HaMitzvah, and then he always ends off in Ohekes B'Mitzvah Zub B'Chabakam Chazman, men and women, and it applies always. And then he's finished. But here the Chinuch adds on a few paragraphs. V'ulam l'fi adomeh. Ein b'mashma. You shouldn't take Onaz Varm and say there's never ever a time to say anything. What if you're being insulted? Shimba Yisrael Echad v'hitchil v'rshia l'tzar chaveiro. B'dvarim aroim sholo yano ha'shomeh. He says, so you can have super tzadikim that could be nalaveinim ovim and they could just take it. But he says, it can't be. She'efshar lios ha'adam ke'evin she'in lahofchim. It's impossible for a person to be a stone, period. V'oshi yehebe shtikaso kemod al chirufin. Maybe it's like shtika koda. U'be'emes lo tetzav ha'tor lios ha'adam ke'evin shosik l'macharfa. The Torah doesn't command this. No, tisrachik we should try to stay away from insulting situations. But if somebody's being insulted, one is allowed to answer, so to speak, in a self-defense way as well. And if that ends up insulting the other person, so be it. In that case, there is no way out of the situation. Again, there are other examples of this as well. Again, in this article, Rav Asher Weiss mentions sometimes in hospitals, after patient is niftar, rachman al aslan, in an ofan mot safui, of yoshevis va'adab benochachud arofe, ha'achra'i, they have rounds, and they try to figure out what happened. Sometimes it's embarrassing that the rofe was messed up, was toa b'shikol adas, o his rashav and a gremis lo, habanas panem barabim, but that's for the greater good. Or he was nishal by a mefaked b'tzava, shemidaktik b'mitzvos, v'yadua shebachsharas v'adrachas tironim, lefamim gorem bohem u'mashpilam osam. Sometimes you have to push, right, the mefaked in the army has to push some soldiers and officers down in order to then build them up again. So is that okay? Am I allowed to push them down, whether it's on Ozvarim, whether it's Mavayish Pei Chaveru? He says, there are many examples of this in our day and age, in our life. Again, it's tricky. One has to ask and know about every situation, because one doesn't want to chas v'shalom go overboard. Right, that comes up in many contexts. I think I mentioned in the past, Rav Shradron has a story, again, Regalachas, that when he was a boy in yeshiva, there was one time that in the yeshiva, I don't remember the Rosh Yeshiva, but it's in his biography, that at one time it was like after a shkia, when they finish Shmona Esrei by Menchas, he was standing next to the chazid, so he's banged and he says, "Nu, Yiskadel." And after that, the Rosh Yeshiva, whoever it was, goes to the bima, gives a clap on the bima, and says, "Well, the new Rosh Yeshiva, please bring me a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis." Nobody knew what was going on. So he says again, "Will the new Rosh Yeshiva bring me a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis?" And finally, people started chopping, and Rav Shradron said he was frozen to the floor. He couldn't move. He couldn't. So his friends carried him to the bookcase, got a sefer, brought it. "Will the new Rosh Yeshiva open up to Simin whatever and read the Mishnah Berurah?" So his friends open it up for him, and he reads. Even during Ben Hashmashus, he say Tachron. Even during Ben Hashmashus, right? That's why I remember that halacha, because it's through the story. He says he went back to his room for 3 days. He didn't come out. The Rosh Yeshiva came to his room after 3 days and says, "You're going to grow from this, and it's going to be okay." So we have a hard time fathoming that story. And again, we're not saying that it's lamaisa should be done, but in the context of the yeshiva, one could understand maybe a little bit. Kavod harav, kavod hamesora. Not in a larger sense, the tzibur needs that, and therefore it would be something that would be more flexible. Again, then bein adam lamakom. So our gemara is an example of this as well, about mevayish as a tmeim for kavod habayis. But again, this is something that is an example of a yisod that comes up in many different areas of halacha. Okay, we'll stop here.